Random House Audio presents Cults, Conspiracies, and Secret Societies. The Straight Scoop on Freemasons, the Illuminati, Skull and Bones, Black Helicopters, the New World Order, and many, many more. By Arthur Goldwag. This is Fred Sanders. Now I have come to believe that the whole world is an enigma, a harmless enigma, that is made terrible by our own mad attempt to interpret it as though it had an underlying truth. Umberto Eco, Foucault's Pendulum. Introduction. Although I didn't know it at the time, the seeds for this book were planted on the morning of September 11th, 2001. I had just dropped my older son off at school and was riding my bike to my office in Midtown Manhattan. When I was about halfway across the Brooklyn Bridge, an odd-looking airplane popped into my field of view. There were red and blue stripes running down its flank, and the letters AA were painted on its tail, but everything else about it was incongruous. Its scale was wrong, for one thing. It took up more space in the sky than it should have. For another, it was going too fast and in the wrong direction. When a passenger jet flies low over Manhattan, it's usually heading north toward LaGuardia Airport in Queens. This one was hurtling downtown toward the World Trade Center. A week before, from the same vantage, two military planes had caught my eye. For a second, I'd had the crazy thought that one of them might crash into one of the Twin Towers. But of course, they hadn't even come close. It was just a trick of foreshortening, a fluke of angles and perspective. This time, there was a resounding boom as the top of the North Tower was engulfed in a fireball.